Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell and Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. And guess what? We're here today to teach you and educate you just like we do every week, week after week. We want to give you information. Information is empowering. We want you to understand exactly how these insurance companies work on the other side of your case once you're injured. You're injured in a car crash. That's our typical example. How do they do it? What do? They try to beat you. They try to defeat you. They try to reduce your claim, minimize the amount they're going to pay out. And sometimes, as we said many times before, let's say your medical bills are $15,000. You've been injured in a car crash, and the insurance company offers you $11,000. Take it or leave it. And that's for everything. That's for your medical bills. Well, how am I going to do that? Well, then you can't do that. And you need the information to learn how to fight these insurance companies, to put yourself on a level playing field with these insurance companies so that you have a chance with regard to your injury claim. Simple as that. That's why we do these shows. And by the way, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, anytime, anywhere, and you can listen to all of our podcasts. You can listen to the shows. We have video shows there now. And by the way, also on our website, we have a button you can hit that tells you it's a whole show and exactly what you need to know and what you need to do. How do you approach the first call, the very first call you make to the insurance adjuster? What he or she is going to ask you, what can you do, what you can't do? Do you have to give them all their forms? And we're going to cover a little bit of that today in today's show as well. But do you have to do that? What do you need to know? You really, really need to know these things. These insurance company adjusters are highly trained. They know exactly what they're doing. And that's why we give you this information. Bell and Pollack, our law firm. And we're located in Greenwood Village. We got offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. Big cases, medium cases, small ones, car cases, workers' compensation cases, and we do them well. We represent individuals who have been injured. And believe me, it's a whole different ballgame when you've been injured. All these rules, regulations, laws. Maybe it should be a little bit simpler, maybe it shouldn't, but it is what it is. And you need to understand that you need to know your rights. You need attorneys that know your rights. You know, by the way, if you come into our law firm, Bell and Pollack, if you've been injured, you get a free initial consultation. And included therein is a free legal game plan. We've trademark protected this legal game plan. We've developed it with over 30 years of experience. Brad Pollack has over 30 years of experience by himself. So do I. And we do it for you. You get a legal game plan because, as we've said before, listen, if you're injured by a drunk driver on the other side of the case, that insurance company is going to try to protect that drunk driver. That's a different legal game plan for you. If you're injured by a texting driver, different legal game plan. And then switching from the liability, meaning who caused the accident and why, you get to the damages, your injuries and damages. Do you need surgery? Different legal game plan. Do you not need surgery? Different legal game plan. But you still have a game plan. You still have the rights. You still know what to do. It's very, very important that you implement this legal game plan for you. And you get it free at Bell and Pollack. You can get a free initial consultation. We're glad to do it. You can call us on the phone. Okay, today we're talking about insurance companies. You know, when you're injured in an accident, what's really going to happen? How do they work behind the scenes? These insurance companies are behind the scenes. You deal with highly trained adjusters. You deal with adjusters who, you know, let's face it, this is an ordinary day for them, these accidents. They do it day after day. They do hundreds, if not thousands, of cases. They're trained. Are you trained? No, probably not. Do you know all the ins and outs? No, probably not. Do you need to know them? Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. You can come to Bell and Pollack anytime. Please watch our video podcast. Please listen to our audio podcast. But you can get a copy of them free. You can download them free. We feel so strongly about these subjects that we speak to you about. We've written books on it. You know, our first book was called Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim, don't get hurt twice. We also wrote a book called Cowards of the Street on hit and run accidents. You can get all these books free on our website. You can download them e-copy free. Or if you want, we can send you a hard copy. All you have to do is contact our law firm. Another book, The Definitive Guideline on Workers' Compensation in Colorado. It's free. Bell and Pollack. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. We're here for you. Okay, let's talk about these insurance companies because They always try to take advantage of you. They always try to get the first advantage, and I'm going to give you some clues today. But what you need to understand from the beginning is they already know from the very, very beginning what they're going to do. And I'm talking about the scene of the accident. You think you've been injured. You need to go to the doctor. You should go to the doctor if you need medical attention. And there's the first thing they try to do. Did you go to the doctor? Well, you didn't go to the doctor. You didn't go to the doctor till the next morning. You didn't go to the doctor for 3 days or 4 days. You know, a lot of people just don't run off to the doctor, but they try to use that against you. You must not be hurt if you didn't go to the doctor. You didn't take an ambulance. And then when you do take an ambulance, they say you didn't need an ambulance. You didn't need to go to the emergency room. And let's face it, when you go to the emergency room, if you need it, you need to go. And I'm not going to cover MedPay in this show, but just on that point, MedPay on your own car insurance policy, if you need high as limits as you can buy, that will pay for your medical bills. Some people have told us, well, I didn't want to go to the emergency room, excuse me, because I didn't want to have any medical bills. You know, that's several thousand dollars for an ambulance ride to get to the emergency room. These insurance companies look at that. We're giving you the clues today. They eventually get your medical records, the correct part of your medical records, not all of your medical records. They eventually get them. And what do they look for? What do they look for? They look for situations where you either didn't go to the emergency room, so they're going to try to use that against you. You didn't go to the doctor. It was a delayed visit to the doctor. Some people try to think they're going to get better. Some people say, I don't need immediate medical help. And, you know, then my neck the next morning is just killing me. My low back is killing me. I thought it was going to go away, so I waited, and it didn't go away. But they're going to try to use that against you. And so they get your medical records. They want to see what the entries are in the medical records. That's right. They want to see what you reported to the doctor. Listen to that very carefully. They want to see what you reported to the doctor, what the emergency room doctors found. Okay? And the emergency room doctors are there just there for an emergency. Because, I mean, if you don't have a life-threatening or you don't have a brain bleed or you don't have a compromised spinal cord, I mean, if you got a cervical neck injury, then the emergency room doctors are going to appropriately release you. And they're going to give you discharge instructions and tell you to go see your own doctor. But what the insurance companies are going to try to do is look at your emergency room records, and then they're going to say, well, you didn't tell the doctor about your sore hip. Well, you may not have, or they may not have paid much attention to it because they were very, very concerned about your neck. And they stabilized your neck, and you might have come in on a board, and then they went through maybe X-ray, CT scans, MRIs, determined it was okay to release you. And so they didn't spend a lot of time on your hip, or they didn't spend a lot of time on your left ankle, or they didn't spend a lot of time on your low back because they were worried about a compromised spinal cord with your cervical neck injury. You see how that works? But the insurance company then looks at your emergency room records and said, well, you didn't report certain body parts. You didn't tell them about your left hip. Well, yes, I did. Well, it's not in the record, so you must not have done that. There are ways to fight this, but you need to know how to do that. You need to know how to fight this. As I said, these insurance adjusters, this is an ordinary day for them. It is not an ordinary day or event for you. You don't get in an accident every day. You don't have to get in a trauma, and it can apply to any trauma, motorcycle accident, truck accident, car crash. It doesn't matter. What I'm trying to tell you today is they look at these records. So what you need to do to fight it on that point is make sure that you legitimately, truthfully report all symptoms. You never want to make anything up. But what you don't want to do is if you have a legitimate injury or legitimate symptom is leave it out. Some people say, I'll just suck it up. We'll just talk about my neck today. And then the insurance company later is going to say, you didn't talk about your hip. You didn't report that to the doctor. Matter of fact, you didn't report it to the doctor for another month. So, implication is you must be making this up. Implication is you must be fabricating this. And believe me, that's what they ultimately say in many cases. You didn't report it. It's not in the medical records. It must be in your head. Well, it's not in my head. I can hardly walk on my left ankle. Got worse as it went. The doctor now says, you know, it was swelling, and the doctor now says I may have to have surgery on my foot. Well, but you didn't go to the doctor. So I hope you're listening to this. I hope you're paying attention. Because when you get into these situations, when you're injured in a car crash, you need attorneys who understand how these insurance companies work. That's Bell and Pollock. You need attorneys with experience. You need attorneys with a legal game plan. We have trademark protected our legal game plan concept, period. That's for you. You get a legal game plan personalized to your case, your injuries, and you can see exactly why. If you listen to these shows, you can know, and you do know, exactly why. Okay, today we're talking about these insurance companies. You're in a car crash. That's our typical example. You're injured. You put in a claim. What do they do behind the scenes? What they do behind the scenes is start looking at your situation. And, you know, we've covered before, they look at Facebook. They look at your, sometimes they look at your assets. They might look at divorce records. And this is going on. You don't even know what's going on. You think you're going to submit a claim. You think you're going to be paid legitimately and fairly and fully on your claim. But you, I'll ask you this question, a rhetorical question. Right now, if you have medical bills of $30,000 and they offer you $19,000, take it or leave it, and they're not even talking about your injuries, not even talking about your change in your quality of life, not even talking about your pain and suffering, not even talking about what's going to happen in the future, not talking about future medical bills and treatment. And so what do you think they're going to do? So you're going to face a fight. They're going to try to beat or reduce your claim. And that's why we do these shows. I'm Gary Bell. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. My partner's Bad Pollack. He's not here today. And so we're doing the show, but we're giving you the tips with regard to what the insurance companies do behind the scenes to defeat you and beat you. And they start right away. Then, right after the break, we're going to talk about what you do on this first call to the insurance adjuster and a little bit of what you do at the scene. Bell and Pollack Legal Show, the only show of its kind. We are your champions of the people. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell. My partner Brad Pollack is usually here. He's not here today.
We're talking about how insurance companies operate behind the scene to defeat your claim, beat your claim, reduce your payout. You've been injured. It wasn't your fault. I can't tell you how many people have told us, wait just a minute, Gary. Wait a minute. This other person, they did everything wrong. They ran the red light. They T-boned us. They caused almost a head-on collision. They rear-ended us. Where are they? I'm having to go through all this. I'm having to go through these questions with the insurance company. I'm having the insurance company investigate me. Where are they? So we've said it. I'll say it to you again. Listen, the insurance company for the at-fault party, the person who caused the crash, that insurance company makes all the decisions. Their driver who hits you and injured you basically goes away. They might get a ticket, but they basically go away, and the insurance company makes all the decisions. The driver that hits you can't say, hey, pay them. The driver who hits you can't say, well, pay this person, because the insurance company does not have to listen to them. They're in the driver's seat. They decide if they're going to pay you. The insurance company decides how much they're going to pay you. They decide if and when they're going to pay you. They decide if they're going to lowball you and make you go to trial and file a lawsuit and go to trial. Then they're going to call you greedy. And then they call your attorney greedy because you filed a lawsuit. And all this stuff about the fact that they offered you in settlement, let's say $9,000 on a $30,000 medical bill and didn't pay you for your other damages, all this stuff never comes up at trial. So at trial, they want it to look like you're greedy. And at trial, they want it to look like, well, you're suing this poor person over here. You can't talk about insurance at trial. Did you know that? You can't bring up those words of insurance. You can't put in front of the jury that this person over here has $500,000 of insurance and I have $31,000 in medical bills and they only offer to pay me $18,000, period. You can't bring that up. So they've got it situated where they try to hardball you, lowball you, and then make you sue their insured, which they don't like, but it doesn't matter. The insurance company makes the decisions. They pay the judgment. They pay the settlement. And the person who injured you just goes on about their job. I can't tell you how many people have told me, wait a minute. My life has been drastically affected. I can't work like I used to. I'm not the same person I used to be. You might have a concussion. You might have a head injury. You might have a mild traumatic brain injury. You might have facet joint injury in your neck. You might have facet joint injury at L4, L5. Or a sacroiliac joint injury. My life has been changed. What about them? The insurance company works behind the scenes. So don't you think that you would need and want the information to fight them? The information so that you know what to do. You know what to say. And you know what the insurance company can and cannot do. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be something you would want to know? And you better have attorneys that know that. You better have experienced attorneys. And you can call us anytime, Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You couldn't forget that if you tried. championsofthepeople.com. And if you're in the mountains, our telephone number is at 970-870-8989. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We have free books to educate you and teach you. We do podcasts, we do radio shows, and we do a live radio show on Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock in the morning. All for you. Wow. It's a complicated field. You need to know what your rights are. Okay, so let's talk about this. You're in a car crash at the scene. The most important thing you need to do, obviously, is your medical treatment. But if you can, you need to find out who the witnesses are. You will not believe how many times people come into our office and they say, there was a witness, they left, I didn't get their information, nobody got their information, and now the insurance company for the person who hit you is saying you were at fault in the accident. And you say, no, I wasn't. The other person read a red light. No, you ran the red light. No, you took the right of way away. No, you did something wrong. You didn't, and therefore it's your fault. But I had witnesses. Well, who are they? I don't know. So at the scene, it's very important that you get the witness's name and information and contact information. Critical. Beyond important. Critical. Because that's going to take away the first attack against you. And sometimes, the police officer arrives on the scene, the witnesses have gone, or there are no witnesses, and the police officer says, well, I'm not going to give anybody a ticket because it's he said, she said. You say this, they say that, so I'm not going to give anybody a ticket. The insurance company seizes upon that. So you need the witnesses. You need pictures of the cars. You need pictures of the license plate. Take a picture of their insurance card. Take a picture of the driver. Take a picture of the damage to the cars. Take a picture of the debris in the street. It starts at the scene. Okay, then you get to, you get your medical treatment. The doctor's giving you some maybe pain medication, maybe muscle relaxants, and then off to physical therapy for conservative modalities of treatment. Then you're going to talk to the insurance adjuster, and you better know what you're doing. You go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's why it's there. There's a button there. Everything you need to know about talking to the insurance adjuster on the very first call, everything. So, and we're going to cover a little bit of it today, but it's critical so that they're trained, so they're going to ask you, what happened in the accident? And if you're dealing with a property damage adjuster, why, just on your car, why are they asking you about your seatbelt? Did you have your seatbelt on? Why are they asking you, how did you injure yourself? Was your neck injured? Was your back injured? Did your arm or shoulder get injured? Why do they ask those questions if you're talking about your car damage? Because they're trying to get the information from you to use it against you. And so on the very first call you make to the insurance adjuster, they might say to you, you know, I need to know what's going on in this case. I need to know how you were injured. I need to know what happened in this accident. They're not your friend. They're your adversary. They're on the other person's side. They are there to protect the person who hits you, not you. They are not there to pay you. They are not there to protect you. They are not there to give you the edge. They don't owe you any duty. None. Your own insurance company, which we're not talking about right now, owes you certain duties, but this one for the insurance company, for the at-fault party, owes you no duties. So when they say to you, you know, we're going to send you a few forms, you got to fill them out. I can't adjust your claim unless you fill out these few forms. And the few forms usually are a questionnaire that is counter to the case law of Alcon versus Spicer. They want all your medical records from all your doctors for your whole life. Really? Why? What difference does it make if you had female gynecological problems 11 years ago? What difference does it make if you had cancer and it's in remission? What difference does it make if you had male prostate problems? What difference does it make if you had diabetes? Because they're going to try to use this stuff against you. Some of the records are relevant, some of them are not. But if you sign the releases, they're going to get all your records, and you give them a list of all your doctors for your life, your whole life, they're going to get them all. They're not entitled to all of them. So this is all happens in the first call, and that's what we're talking about right now, the first call to the insurance adjuster, correct? And subsequent calls. And they might tell you, well, you know, I can't adjust your claim. Sure you can. And by the way, I have the right to not give you my medical records and a list of all my doctors. I have the right to look at my own medical records. I have the right to privilege part of my medical records if I ever give them to you. I have the right to give you a privilege log. I have the right to screen my medical records appropriately and legally. They're not going to tell you that. We just did. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. We champion people's causes. We champion people's cases with our free legal game plan, trademark protected. It's that easy. You go to attorneys who understand the law. Go to attorneys who have experience. Go to attorneys who understand the medicine. The medicine. I mean, if you have a neck injury, what is your neck? You know, I can't get into all that today in today's show, but what is your neck problem? I mean, is it neurologically derived from the nerves? You know, the discs are innervated. Is it a nerve neurological issue? Or is it a muscle issue? Or is it a combination? Or is it a slipped disc or a herniated disc or a facet joint injury? Are you going to need injections? You need to know those things. The insurance company wants to get all your records. So we kind of briefly covered what you do on the first visit to or the first phone call to the adjuster. You don't have to fill out all our forms. You don't have to sign these releases. And by the way, if you sign the releases, and I've showed it to some people before, some of my clients, a release right in the middle of the release language they want you to sign so they can get your records is sort of a statement that they can republish and re-disseminate all your medical records to anybody. And one of the entities they do, that all these insurance companies belong to a central database. We've covered that in a show before, you know, and it's usually called ISO. And so when they get your records, they put all your records and medical conditions in ISO. And so all the insurance companies, all of them, can go access this anytime free because you agreed to it. You consented to it. You signed the release. You need to know not to do that. You need to know what to do to protect yourself. You need a legal game plan. You can get it at Bell and Pollock. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we've been partners for a long time. We've helped a lot of people put their lives back together again. We can help you. You know, sometimes the strongest thing that you can do is ask for help. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Why? Because we champion people's cases. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh-made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell. Brad Pollock is usually with me, not here today. We're flying legally. We're telling you what your rights are. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. One of the main points I want you to take away from today's show is that these insurance companies start their investigation right from the beginning, and you will not even know it. If it's a more serious accident, they think, they might even go to your Facebook. They eventually will go to your Facebook. They'll go to any social media sites. They start their investigation. They might go to divorce records. They might go to property records. They might want to find out who you are, why you are, and what you do. And you don't even know this stuff is going on. We've covered on shows before the whole surveillance issues, how they put you under surveillance. But they start at the scene. They start at your medical records. I covered it at the top of the show, your ER medical records. You must legitimately report all your truthful symptoms. Don't leave any out. Don't make anything up, but don't leave them out. People sometimes, you know, suck it up. And they say, oh, John, I was talking about my neck here today. I injured my hip, but I think it's going to go away. But it doesn't. And they say you didn't report it. That applies to all your medical records. So every time you go to a doctor, legitimately, truthfully report all your symptoms. All of them. 100% of them. And don't make them up, but don't leave them out. That's the point. That's the point there. Okay, and so that you just understand that they're going to go to get your medical records. Understand they're going to want you to fill out forms. Understand they're going to want you to sign releases. Know these things. Know what you can and can't not do. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Look at our video podcast. Listen to our audio podcast. There's a button there, a button there that what you need to know, everything you need to know before your first call, first conversation with the insurance adjuster. Another button there is what you need to do right now to prepare for a car accident right now. How do you do this? What's the answers on insurance coverages? I was just meeting with somebody yesterday and opened their eyes completely wide open, and the light bulb went on when I was talking about UM and UIM coverage, uninsured motorist and underinsured motorist coverage. The light bulb went on. And she looked at me, and I could tell by the expression in her eyes, wow. I didn't know any of this. Well, if that's you, wow, here's a place you can come to know all this. Bell & Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, put our 30-plus years of experience to work for you. Give us a call at 303-795-5900. Free initial consultation, free legal game plan, trademark protected, over 30 years of experience packed into the legal game plan. And why do we do it? So that you'll be educated, you'll be informed, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.